In the wake of the current controversy surrounding public libraries in Toronto, it has become increasingly clear that there is no clear source of library advocacy for public libraries in Canada. There are some great resources for libraries in the United States, but they fail to deal with the specific and regional problems encountered by Canadian libraries. The website we plan to build will address this gap in coverage. While it is admirable to desire to provide a nationwide public library advocacy website, the amount of time, labor, and resources to adequately cover such a large area is obviously prohibitive for one organization to maintain. Thus, our approach will be to create an aggregating and mashup-style news portal for those interested in library advocacy. Steps 1 will be to identify current and consistently updated resources reporting the state of public libraries across the country. In every field imaginable, there are those whose passion and curiosity drives them to seek out key information. It is our hope to leverage this passion and recognize the wonderful work already being done in library advocacy. Step 2, to create and design a website where the news aggregation and the library advocacy will take place. The current plan will be to utilize a bundle of open source software available to make easily maintained and updated website, as well as one that adequately integrates other social media. Step 3, create a policy for aggregation and blogging. One of the keys to a successful site is content. Thus, we should, at the outset, have a blogging and aggregation policy that ensures regular updates and quality posts. Step 4, create a policy for integrating other social media. The effective use of social media is predicated on a clear, purposeful understanding of how it shall be used within the organization. Step 5, create a moderation and comment policy. It is our hope to create or help build a community of library advocates. Thus, it is incumbent upon us to ensure that the community is a diverse and safe space where any person feels comfortable contributing. Step 6, make the site go live and adequately market its presence in the community. Step 7, continuously assess and evaluate the service, adapting as needed.